Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tuesday, the 3rd of March, on the air, the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Dr. Jacques.
His French cousin.
Stuckwell. He was later in the hour talking about the good news with coffee continues. And there's a focus on sleeping and the risk factors for not getting enough and getting too much, that sort of thing. There's always new information. That's what I say love in quotation marks. Science is always disproving itself. So all these people who say, and I have this argument, we have five doctors on this program because a lot of people like medical advice, get it from different sources with different folks, have different attitudes, different experiences, different educations. But I always say, I go back to the same basic tenet. Science is great as far as it goes. But you'll notice that it's always disproving itself. The science that was in vogue when the Earth was flat changed when somebody found out the Earth wasn't flat anymore. But the scientific community said, the Earth is flat. Right. And if you don't believe it, you'll go straight to hell.
Go off the edge.
Off the edge, right. Okay, so let's apply science to what's happened here in Los Angeles last couple of days. The science of studying video and taking it frame by frame,
right,
picture by picture, piece by piece, the story changes.
Mm-hmm.
So Jennifer, as the resident full-time Angelian, I can tell you what I've seen and observed from looking at the news channels here and the pictures and online and the newspapers and stuff. But you have I was trying to position where this actually is downtown, because it is.
Like downtown, near really the Skid Row area of downtown.
Yeah, but where is that? Is that off of Figueroa somewhere?
Figueroa, Flower, something like that, yeah.
Right. Okay. So this is an area that's heavily populated and trafficked.
Mm-hmm.
It's bright, it's open.
It's downtown.
Why it's Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles is remarkable to me, that this would be allowed, these people would be allowed to live in boxes, in tents, under tarps,
yeah,
things like that. That's what you see if you go down to this area.
Yeah.
All right,
like
so this guy's
tent villages.
And I'm gonna have people have seen the picture of the policeman just standing there looking at the body like, eh, okay, so it's another dead body.
The footage that I originally saw was far away from a security camera, and it did not make the police officers look good at all. It didn't make them look good. It wasn't good for them, for sure. Well, now I just saw L.A. Times has got breaking news, and I just sent that. Breaking news. Well, I get those little news alerts. You know how it is.
Yes, I do.
You know, where they send you a little note on your cell phone saying, hey, something new just happened. Well, apparently they've started reviewing the cameras, the police cams. They're on their uniforms. They wear the cameras now. And that clearly shows, and here's again where the story changes. You and I, Doug, were talking about, and Ken, that I agreed with you guys that it didn't look great for the cops. Well, now you can clearly hear one of the police officers say, he has my gun, he has my gun, which if he had his gun, results in the police looking a lot better.
But did he have his gun?
Well, yeah, there's footage of him.
Did the guy who got killed have the gun?
No, we'll have to see.
I don't think.
But the audio is there. I can't imagine, Doug, though, that the police officers are going to just to kill somebody and have some fun. They're going to think up ways to yell, "I've got my gun."
I'm not saying they didn't. You didn't hear me say that.
At that moment, the perception was that the homeless guy had the gun.
Okay, so I want to see that. That's all. That's all I'm saying is I want to see the picture.
I just sent you the link.
As I suggested with science, these things, and you have agreed, and most everybody knows, that these stories change after time. There's some new piece of information, new evidence. Sometimes it's believable, sometimes it's credible, sometimes it's not. Sometimes if you don't think the police are capable of trying to spin this so that they look good, you're kidding yourself. The other side is that there are people on the other side who are trying to make the police look bad, and they'll spin it that way. So you'll get a headache trying to figure out what the real story is here.
Everybody spins things as they want to spin things, but I would find it extremely difficult to believe that a group of five cops decided that they wanted to go kill a homeless guy on the street and, you know,
no,
came up with some premeditated thing where the guy he's got a gun.
That's
ridiculous. I find that very difficult.
That's ridiculous. But there's somewhere in between. I didn't realize there are 1,500 people sleeping on the streets down there.
Oh, yeah, that's... It's,
what do you go?
Yes.
I mean, what kind of a thing does that... What does it say about Los Angeles?
And they've tried to move them.
What do you mean tried to move them? What does that mean, tried to move
them?
They've
tried to move them. There's homeless shelters all over that place that are just empty. Empty because...
So you have a police patrol down there, and every time they squat, you put them in a car and you bring them over to this other place.
That's what they tried to do.
Them out.
That's what they were trying
to
do.
Exactly what they're trying.
And why do they still come back?
Because they don't... They're drug users.
Why aren't the police there all the time?
They are there all the time. That is one of the most highly patrolled areas of Los Angeles.
They're not there all the time if there are drug deals going down. Unless the police are
on the
drug
street.
Deals.
You can't be on every foot of the
place. Yes, you can. Yeah, you can be on every... If it's that important for this sort of thing,
amazing.
There can be police on either corner, all over the place.
There's no winning with you.
Yeah. No, in this circumstance,
I
am so tired of these sorts of things going on. And you know what this has done more than anything else? The tourism business in Los Angeles, the international attention brought by
a lot of
this.
Tourism
would
going
you stop
on
it?
There.
Would you just be quiet for a minute? I got the point. I know what you're saying. I get your attitude. I know your point of view.
Yeah,
in this circumstance, there is a lot of sidebar stuff going on here. And whether this man was killed needlessly or not, I don't think we're going to figure that out for a while, and maybe never figure it out. The point is, and you can give me all the snarky, snide stuff that you want to give me.
Okay.
This is an area, this block, now I know exactly where the block is. This is a block that's very easy to patrol. You park a car down there 24 hours a day, and you got four cops who just, their beat is both sides of the street, and you go around, and you keep, maybe you force the drug deals to be done somewhere else. But for you to snarky, say, oh, you can't do it all the time, bull crap. You can put a car there, and you can have four cops just walking around that block 24 hours a day.
They used to get paid, then they're saying that people are being picked on. I'm not kidding.
That's tough S for the people who say they're being picked on.
That's
what
the police deal with.
I'm with Jennifer. No matter what they do, you're not going to be happy with it.
Well, it doesn't make a difference.
Because you don't like the police, and no matter what
happens. I do not like this sort of thing happening.
No matter what happens, you're not going to be happy. So anyway.
You feel better now having said that?
No, it's just the truth.
No, the truth is, on any given day, there are too many of these incidents taking place, and whether it's the police and they're not being trained properly, or whether it's the people and their unrealistic expectations, or government that doesn't clean up.
Well,
it is the government's job to keep these places clean.
Again, I will
That's
absolutely
what
agree
job
with you.
Is.
The case like Eric Garner, okay? How a guy selling cigarettes on the sidewalk turned into a dead man.
Yeah.
How a homeless guy in a tent turns into a dead man.
Yeah.
And that's where I agree with
Too
you
many
that,
questions.
That there we need to work on these non-lethal situations
that
turn into lethal situations.
Right. See, this should never have happened. Thank you, because you underscore what my point is here. There are plenty of resources. The taxes that are paid by people who live here like me and Jennifer are outrageous. What the hell are they doing with this money? The police are all over the place. What are they doing? There are, and if
well,
you allow
know, I,
these sorts of these neighborhoods to
I
be created, it's
step.
Like what happened in Ferguson. It's like what happened here. The police say, "Oh, we're not going into those neighborhoods." Why?
What's the common thread here?
We ignore
well, we
the
do.
Mentally ill in this country,
well,
and then we get into situations
true.
Like this.
We also do not train people how to be arrested, and that's a big problem.
True.
The idea is when you get arrested, it's all over. You're going to jail.
The common,
that's not it. If you get arrested, get arrested, and then fight it when you get down. downtown.
It's a common
people
theme
that
in all
fight
of
arrests are the ones that are that are ending up dead.
Yeah, that's stupid too. What if this guy was high on something? He's going to resist all the training in the world isn't going to make him any better if he's
look
if
at
he's
Rodney
drug
King.
Addict.
People talked about Rodney King for years and years that it was excessive force, but this guy was on PCP. People that are on PCP and drugs like this have crazy, not human strength.
You don't
they, and they
over
don't
the head
think
like
commonly.
That.
Hey, you may not, but if somebody's lunging at you and I'm out there, I don't know what I would do. I'd probably beat him over
well,
the head.
Well, but you're not a policeman. You wouldn't know what to do. Neither would I, neither would Richie, neither would Kenny. But people who are on the job who get trained properly and get paid enough to put up with all this crap, then you have something. But we don't have that. We have no leadership. The government of the city of Los Angeles should not allow any of these districts to exist, period. If there are houses, if there are shelters around, these people that are empty, these people living on the street, why is that allowed?
I can top you.
You see, that's okay. Why the problem isn't really the police. The problem is government and how they have allowed these situations to be created where the police may not have
any choices. Because they're afraid it's politically correct.
I don't give a damn.
Just wait, let me finish, because I live in an area where there is a huge number of homeless people, and people think it's politically incorrect to move them, and because we need to feel sorry, we don't want to address their mental illness. And then you have a new law that just passed by the California Supreme Court yesterday that said sexual offenders had to stay, I don't know, like 2 miles away from schools or a mile away from schools. Well, now they're saying it's too hard to keep up with these parole victims because they have no place to live and they're ending up on the street. You can't tell me you can find a place to live that's not next door to a school.
No, yes,
wah,
of course you can.
Give me a break. But then now that's new law.
That's what creates these situations. That's what creates the situations. We got our head up our butt when it comes to realizing what the realities are.
Ding, ding, ding.
18 at the hour on Good Day.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online. And it's 314 while supplies last. See store, Staples.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I
this
think we
nice.
Just bring
oh.
it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We'll be right back. know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Ago yesterday, one of the greatest, most enduring film love affairs began with the delivery of raindrops on roses and those seven adorable children, breathtaking views of the Austrian Alps, and a great score by the greatest songwriting team of Broadway producers most people think in the history of Broadway. Sound of Music premiered in New York first week of March 1965, won 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, and it continues to defy all of its detractors. Remember when Lady Gaga did the medley of Rodgers and Hammerstein tunes in the Oscars last week? It was among the most talked and tweeted about segments at the Oscars, so a nice tip of the hat to this. It was in Cinerama. I remember going to see it in Boston at the Cinerama, the Brown Theater.
How many of those words can you remember? Stereophonic.
Yeah, Cinerama. Right. That's right, Richie. All right, so let's get to another more update. Although this is pretty old.
It's on the other side of the spectrum here.
All right, today's video of the day at DougStephan.com is from a 1970s episode, an early SNL feature. A weekend update, John Belushi talking about the month of March, and Chevy Chase introduces him. You got to see the expressions on his face. You got to watch the video, but the audio is so much fun, too. Here is a snippet from the Belushi Aykroyd, March coming in like a lion, going out like a lamb.
Belushi Chase.
Last week we made the comment that March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Now here to reply is our chief meteorologist, John Belushi, with a seasonal report.
Thank you, Chevy. Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion, and hopefully will go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stayed a kangaroo for a while. And then
the whole time Chevy Chase is just like building this crescendo of confusion.
Right. The looks on their faces is what's so priceless. So check it out. The video of the day at DougStephan.com. Yesterday's poll asked another SNL question. Were you offended by the ISIS skit? It was on Saturday Night Live last Saturday. Let's see how this shook out. 28% of you said, no, I thought it was funny. 23% of you said, yes, it was horrible. 20% said it was in bad taste, but I wasn't offended. 18% said, I didn't think it was a big deal. 11% said, I haven't seen it. It was quite amusing. Even if you didn't see it in the show, it's been played so many times. It's rolled over. I saw it. When the heck was I? It was last night on one of the entertainment shows. That's on when I'm going to bed. Showed the excerpt there. Young lady is Don Johnson's daughter, who was in 50 Shades. She was part of the cast on Saturday night, and it was. She jumps into a pickup truck full of jihadists. It was a little raw, but comedy is supposed to be raw, isn't it? To a point, I think that's
they got us to talk about them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and number 3030.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in a convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for 2 separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and 2 separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. You're it's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello. Jennifer Horn. Hello. Jack Stockwell. Hello. Dr. Jack will be here with us in a few minutes. Meanwhile, I'm looking at a report today, Richie, been released. The report suggests that the people who pay the biggest price to fly are going to be the ones who get the best seats in the house. Frequent flyer miles will not be based on who goes the farthest. At least rewards aren't going to be related anymore based on how far you fly. Like me, if I'm able to get a less expensive fare, I have so many miles in America and I can get an upgrade. That's what I do. Now I'll get screwed along with everybody else who's got millions of miles because I'm not going to pay $1,000 for a seat when I can, you know, get the same seat for $350. And some who in their right mind would, but the people who are frequent flyers will get that. So, you know, there's a way of figuring out how to do it with another airline, but it's kind of a
dance.
It just shows you. Yeah, it's a dance. Yeah, it is. It's a dance. Drew Peterson.
Oh, that
remember
guy.
Him?
Yeah.
The former Chicago, he's a suburban Chicago police officer, convicted of killing his third wife, suspected in his fourth wife's disappearance. Guy's married four times. Three of his wives disappeared in unusual circumstances. But he's not guilty! Now, do I bring this up because he's a police officer? No. I bring it up because he's a dirtbag. And that story is still going on. Those of you who thought this had been put to rest, that he was done with and put away someplace, no. As a matter of fact, they're in court today. This time, he's been charged with finding somebody to kill a prosecutor.
Wow.
Peterson was charged with soliciting an unidentified person to find somebody who would kill the county state attorney who put him in prison. This guy is
a psychopath.
He's a psychopath.
Wow.
I'm surprised somebody hasn't gotten them. I mean, doesn't that stuff come out pretty much when you're in prison? How is it somebody hasn't...
He's in prison for life. What are they going to do to him?
No, but I'm saying somebody in prison, you know, they don't like police much in prison.
I'm surprised he's still walking around.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. Yeah. I'm surprised he would do as well. All right. Other crime and circumstance. Picture tells it all. What is it? The old
words,
a thousand words.
Yep.
Go to DougSteffen.com. And look at the picture of the thief who has a brick about to hit him in the face.
This is great.
This is caught on camera. Would-be thief caught on camera throwing a brick that bounced off of a car window and hit him in the face. Perfect.
He was trying to break into a Mercedes, and he'd been breaking into cars all up and down the street.
Yeah.
So a security camera catches him walking up to the Mercedes and throwing the brick at it, and then it beams him back in the face and knocks him out.
Right.
He gets arrested, and they find all of the goods that were stolen out of the other cars.
Right. Yep. So there's the story of that. Crime doesn't pay.
And I mean, it pummels him.
So what is there about the windshields on a Mercedes that are, most of the time you get, I've had rocks and things like that go right through windows. I had a deer foot come through the window of a car that I was driving. It was still attached to the deer at the time. I'm trying to figure out if they put different stuff in the windshields of the Mercedes, or maybe the European Mercedes windshields are stronger.
You know, if a window's a little bit smaller and it's held tight with the framing around it,
yeah, it'll bounce.
And the brick just doesn't hit it right, it'll bounce back up.
Other car talk news, Richie. Time for a car talk on Good Day. There are two, you're going to love this. Everybody, stop what you're doing, even if you're driving. Stop. Listen to this. A couple of senators proposed legislation yesterday which would force your state to let drivers know about safety recalls and require owners to have the repairs done before they get their auto registration renewed. Talk about it. And who better to do something like that than these two? How do I rephrase what I had in my mind? These two gentlemen.
Right.
From New England. This is the seat of it all. Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut and Edward Markey of Massachusetts introduced legislation in response, they say, to a record wave of recalls last year. Concerns that studies indicate only 65% of vehicles are repaired. So now, this bill would require the state to let owners know of any outstanding recalls on their vehicles when it sends out registration renewal reminders. And if you don't have them fixed, with proof of documentation, you can't get your license renewed. Big government. The All big right. arm of the government.
You want to go conspiracy theory on you here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Now, we require that for you to pass a state inspection that you have to get all of your warrantied work fixed.
Virginia.
All of your recalled work
fixed. Are you saying
but
this is what...
Just in general, this is what
okay.
this is saying.
This is a story, okay.
The government owned, or still owns, part of General Motors.
Uh-huh.
How can we help General Motors make more money? We require that you bring all of your cars in for these checkups and for this warrantied work so that we can now sell you new brake pads and tires. So it's a service ploy, a government-sponsored service ploy to force you to take your car to the dealership.
And these guys,
where it's more expensive per hour for a mechanic.
These two guys have never seen stuff like that. They haven't
worked. So
Markey is the biggest big government guy.
This is total conspiracy stuff, but it's fun. Yeah. So let's roll with it. So GM is greasing the pockets of these two guys, saying we need more people to come into the service market, because they don't make money on selling new car sales anymore. Mm-hmm. And you don't make money on the back end of the financing as much as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
Really, where all the money is made now is when you buy the car service and then bring it back for service.
Yep.
That's where all the money's made. Mm-hmm. So how can we get more customers in the service base?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Congressman, help me out here, please.
All right, exactly. You think these guys came up with this on their own? All right, next item. Hyundai. A lot of people talk about Hyundai, the quality. Mm-hmm. I've been driving a Hyundai. I drove a Hyundai across country. One of their big ones. Your father's driving one, right, Jen Jen? Right.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
I didn't think you guys could hear me. I was talking to you through the whole thing. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we couldn't. I had Jack up and her down.
That is so rude, Rich. I was talking away, and I thought, these guys are not listening to me. Yes, my dad has an Equus.
Okay. So anyway, the point here is, this is the upscale big car that Hyundai makes. They're recalling 205,000 sedans in our country, 58,000 in Canada, because the vehicle's power steering can stop working. The models from 2008 onward, let's see, in the vehicles, an electronic power steering sensor could malfunction and disable the power steering, leaving it for you to drive the car, steer the car manually. Do you know
how dangerous have to drive your car yourself?
I'm trying to remember when power steering came in. I think it was in the 50s. It was power steering in some cars.
I was watching the tough ladies.
Now everybody, trucks, everybody's got power steering.
Yeah, but the tough ladies that used to go, like, you know, like Olga would drive her car and she would have to wrestle the steering wheel. That was the good old days.
I remember when there are a lot of circumstances where, I mean, you can drive the car. If it's moving, you can steer. It's not easy. I've had the steering go out in trucks and stuff.
But it's not like the old days when there was just no power steering. Yeah. It's a lot harder.
Because you're steering the pump and everything when you do that. It's very dangerous. However, I thought that was interesting. Hyundai, as I think they're making a pretty good car, frankly.
I think everybody's making a pretty good car right now.
Got to compete.
It's automated.
Yep. Dr. Jack Stockwell brings us up to date. A couple of areas of concern that he has. By the way, the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. I'm going to have him update you on that as well. And we'll talk about sleep and some other items that are before us that make nothing but sense. From Jack's point of view, he's a great expert, medical news next on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward Night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration in two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is responsible for lots of great medicine, lots of great information. He has a podcast called The Forbidden Doctor. I said, the newsletter. Well, it used to be a newsletter. Now it's a podcast.
Now
so
it's
you've
a podcast.
Got, you've got thousands of people signing up for that at ForbiddenDoctor.com and JackStockwell.com. The information that's there is second to none. Also, Jack has been on the local radio in Salt Lake City for 20 years. And that's a pretty special anniversary as well. So congratulations all the way around
thank
for your
you. Thank
successes.
You. That's only a third of my life. You've been doing it for more than half your life.
I have. In fact, I've been doing it for since I was 17. So you can do the math. How does 17 go into?
It's a long time.
Yes, it is.
Give me an abacus.
Well, no, it just is. I can't imagine. And this is just an aside, how it would affect me mentally or physically if I weren't on the radio. It's one of the things that I sent an email around to my friends on the staff over the weekend about what it does. When I go into the studio and I focus on what's going on in the air, everything else is blocked out. Everything, it's unless somebody drops a nuclear bomb on me or the place is burning down around me, I'm away from it all. You have to be to do this.
Absolutely.
You have to be away from it. And so in this circumstance, I've seen a lot of people come and go on the air. And I've had a lot of people on this program who have come and gone. You are one of my favorites, and you know that. You bring a lot
Thank
of
you.
Great personal help to me and to people who are listening. I think your advice is extraordinarily solid. I think it's a great argument when you come up with stuff that seems off the wall, and to have other people argue with you about it or to bring up different points of view because it may not be as clearly examined scientifically, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't make sense.
Well, I remember that time when you almost set me up with Dr. Paul Offit at the Baltimore Children's Hospital.
Yes.
On a temporary debate over vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
And I pressed him and I said, Dr. Offit, there are no long-term studies. There are no long-term studies whatsoever on the safety of vaccinations.
And he didn't want to have that conversation.
He didn't want to have that conversation. And he also didn't want to admit he had multiple vaccine patents in front of the public like that one reason why he'd be such
Follow
a proponent.
The money!
Yes. And we get into this stuff at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We hit the forbidden subjects. We hit the things you are not going to hear in the main modern media, whether it's radio or television or the doctor programs like Oz on TV. We don't skirt around those namby-pamby
issues.
They're
all paid for by the newspapers and television networks and stuff. They all have big drug connections because the drug companies spend a lot of money.
Exactly.
So they follow that path. Okay, let's talk about having a good night's sleep. Is it possible, if we get a bad night's sleep, it makes you eat differently?
Well, yes, because you're going to have sugar imbalances. You're going to have hormonal imbalances. Hormones drive our life, whether we're awake or whether we're asleep.
Tell me about it.
And, you know, our thoughts.
You know how to make one, by the way, Dr.
Yeah.
How do I?
It's that old joke. Forget it.
Yeah, keep going. I think I just flashed back to the seventh grade with that one. Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, anything that will allow the body to have normal hormonal balances, the two major defining influences are proper nutrition and plenty of rest, because not only are our muscles and other parts of our organs rebuilding during the night, so are our hormonal stores. So when we're storing up things like cortisol, we're still storing up adrenaline, we're storing up serotonin and other kinds of neurotransmitters. They're also acting as hormones. We need plenty of sleep at night, just like if you're getting ready to go hiking in the mountains and you put that backpack and you put in the nuts and the fruits and plenty of water and everything to go for a hike into the mountains. You want to be adequately prepared. You're taking the kids on a long trip in the car and you may go through some desert areas and you make sure there's water in the back, all in the trunk, extra things like this. That's what's happening when the body gets plenty of sleep at night. So we want to have a diet that's rich in fats, animal fats, mind you. We want to have plenty of clean drinking water during the day. And then we want to be undisturbed at night, so when we wake up in the morning, we are ready for the next day's battle. Nutritionally, hormonally, psychologically.
So important. Here. Yeah, it is. It's very important. Kenny, Jennifer, Fitzy, and I all fall into that same pattern.
Stop laughing.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, the Forbidden Doctor podcast. Check it out at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Cab Calloway. Who doesn't remember this from the Blues Brothers? Actually, this song was originally recorded on this day in 1933, Minnie the Moocher. Great part of that show.
You know what? This is the best part of the movie you watch.
Folks, here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a low down
hero. They call it when they do that with a trombone or trumpet.
Yeah. When they have the cap on it.
Because
this is the part of the movie where they say, where John Candy goes, orange whip, orange whip, orange whip, orange whip, orange whip.
You got that reference. Music is how we get started with the movie moments here. Movie music and Cab Calloway from the Blues Brothers. Okay, so now we get into the contest so we can find out who's going to qualify for our giveaway to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. If you can figure out who this, who gets extra credit, but what the movie is basically the contest all about. You have three tries. We have three clips from the movie. You call us at 888-302-3684. Person gets on the air first, who hasn't won before or positioned him or herself before. In other words, a virgin, fresh caller can figure out what this is. We'll get you on our list of those potential candidates who will be eligible for the drawing on March 24th for the trip to Colorado Springs. All right, here we go with the first clue.
You know, normally a patient wouldn't have a vat of scotch during a session.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting fact. I'm going to have to remember if I'm ever on Jeopardy.
Got it.
888-302-3684. Very good movie. There were two of them. Next one.
It's okay. I wasn't really going to whack it. All right, maybe I was going to whack it. I was real conflicted about it.
And we liked it. Both of these were pretty good movies, Chucker, right?
Yeah, the first one is a little better, but the chemistry is really good together.
Very good. All right, last clue.
Here's where the pillow gets it, I think.
Yep. You know what I do when I'm mad, Paul? I hit a pillow. Just hit the pillow. See how you feel. Feel better?
Yeah, I do.
888-302-36. Here we are, glorifying violence again.
No, it's against the pillow. Who cares?
888-302-DOUG. All right, so what's the name of that movie? You get it, you get qualified for our drawing to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. And Chuck Curry has movie news for us. That'll be exciting right after these important words.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Know how. Ever wash your grimy hands with normal soap and use the nice towel to dry them?
What?
That's a mistake you won't forget. And that's why there's Napa Hand Cleaner for $1.99. Made to conquer the job after you're done conquering the job. $1.99 and some clean hands. Now, go use that nice towel, daredevil. Just refold it when you're done. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. And participating Napa Auto Parts stores. 15-ounce hand cleaner. Offer expires 3/31/15.
Hi, Sharon calls from Idaho. What do you think the name of the movie is, Sharon?
My guess is Anger Management.
Anger Management. That's the television show, right? Is there
a movie?
Well,
yeah,
Nicholson was in a movie, Anger Management. TV show based on that movie.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here's Shane in Oregon. Shane, what do you think it is?
I believe it's Analyze This.
It is, in fact. Number one movie this week in 1999, Analyze This. So you get qualified. Did I say to the first lady she was wrong? I guess she got the drift of it because she didn't get the... she didn't get
I
into
think
the
dial tone probably would have clued her in on that.
Right. All right, Shane, hold on a second. And Carol, get information from you. Meanwhile, Chucker has a lot of movie news. What's up, Chucker?
All right, Doug. The actor Ethan Hawke, who was nominated for an Oscar for the movie Boyhood, has been added to the cast of MGM's remake of The Magnificent Seven. He'll rejoin his Training Day co-star Denzel Washington and Guardian of the Galaxy star Chris Pratt in that movie. That's a really good cast. Other news, Leonardo DiCaprio will star and also produce a movie called The Crowded Room, the true story of a man who had 24 different personalities, a violent killer. Sounds like Oscar bait, but a fascinating project.
Sounds like Rich McFadden to me.
Yeah. He's got 23 personalities. Yeah. Don't overrate him.
And all of them.
Steven Spielberg and actress Jennifer Lawrence will team up for a movie, a biopic titled It's What I Do, about a wartime photographer named Lindsay Adadero. There's no doubt in my mind that Jennifer Lawrence is the most bankable, sought-after actress in Hollywood, and she gets first dibs on any major project in the business right now.
Good for her. All right. If she doesn't get it, Charlize Theron stands in line to get the pickings. The crumbs or whatever's left. Hi, Chuck Curry is here. He's our movie man every day at this time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 59 FBI.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.